Well, I hope and pray that all the young folks are doing good. You know, we try to stay in touch with all the young people that's been coming to our church for the last couple of years since Tina and Travis started the youth. And then we were joined by Tina, too, and also Carol Morgan has been very instrumental in helping us be a success in that group. And then, of course, the COVID came, and we kind of lost touch with them because we can't bring them to church in the church bus and all that. But hopefully things will change. But I always like to do a message entitled The Youth Message, because we're all young at heart. We're all young in the Lord. Amen. But I wanted to share this title called The Apprentice. There was a prominent German author many, many years ago by the name of Jonathan Wolfgang van Goethe. And he wrote a poem or a story about the sorcerer's apprentice. It was a story about how an apprentice of a master sorcerer, sorcerer is somebody that does magic, and the apprentice was left one day by the sorcerer to do chores. Well, the apprentice invoking magic that he was not yet probably trained to do, but he said, I don't want to do all these chores all by myself. So he, the apprentice, commanded a bucket and a broom to do his work for him. Because he could not properly control them, everything got quickly out of hand, and chaos ensued. Well, finally the master returned and restored order to the mess. Walt Disney, who is famous for a lot of things, Mickey Mouse and all kind of stuff, and he, back in the late 30s and early 40s, took this poem and he created a musical called Fantasia, starring Mickey Mouse as the sorcerer's apprentice. Now, it had been remade in later years, but, you know, we laugh at the apprentice antics and enjoy the presentation that is fantasized, the whole idea of the role of an apprentice. And it may affect our idea, maybe even when we're thinking about discipleship. Did you know that we are Jesus's apprentice? Because in our faith journey, we often think of ourselves as out there on our own, doing the best to deal with situations that honestly are just out of our control. But this is not the kind of discipleship or apprenticeship relation that Jesus expects from his disciples in his lifetime, nor in the one that he expects in our lifetime. But I wanted to share that some of the things about young people, especially because when I was young, growing up, 8, 9, 10 years old, I got a little job after school working in a shoe repair shop, or we called them shoemakes at the time. And I learned how to repair shoes. Even at that young age, I became the apprentice to the man who was the master shoe repair person. So I could repair shoes. I couldn't make a living out of it, but I know how to do it if I have to. And then later on, I got to be an apprentice doing plumbing work for a local plumber. Now, I can't do plumbing like I should, but I know enough to be dangerous. And other things, I worked with a carpenter a little bit to learn some of the carpentry skills and so forth. And I said all that to say this, I have over the lifetime become a jack of all trades, master of none, except I did think that I'm trying to master the gospel. That's one good thing, because serving the master as his apprentice gets you to have that peace and joy that passes all understanding. So I just want to challenge the young people of our day and time that, you know, even if you can't go to college, you know, you can make a lot of money being a plumber, a carpenter, automobile mechanic. There are so many things that require skill. And so how do you get that skill? Well, you go to one of these technical schools and different things, and a master at that particular skill, you can go and sit under their leadership and you can develop those kind of skills. It's a wonderful, wonderful way. But say you do develop a skill and you go back out into the workplace and you do that skill and something happens, the economy turns down or whatever, you know, then you can go and do another kind of skill and learn and learn and learn. And you become very proficient at some of the things that's required to make a living in this day and time. But the greatest thing to know is being a disciple or an apprentice to Jesus Christ. You know, you don't learn this quickly, but when you strike out on your own and you start sharing relationships with people and trying to encourage them to come to church and being taught about Jesus and asking a lot of questions, that's what the disciples did. He taught them, and when they were with him, they slept with him, they ate with him, and they learned everything that they could the whole time that they were by his side. And when you were an apprentice of anything, you really had to be able to do that. So, if say, for example, if you're a builder's apprentice, you ate and slept and worked side by side with the master builder. And if you were an apprentice of the faith, you are eating and sleeping and learn to interact side by side with the master rabbi, Jesus. It's a Hebrew word, rabbi, that simply means teacher. So as you're in school, or maybe not in school right now, or hoping to go back to school soon, pay attention to your teachers and learn all you can, because being an apprentice is a wonderful thing. Amen. Well, God bless you. Hope and pray everybody's doing well, and hope to see you in the near future. God bless.